So, a key's important. Yeah, okay. Why do we have keys? To unlock things? Okay. So do we lock things if they're not important? Okay. So
Mom has some car keys.
Okay, so part of the things about car keys, any keys, is you kind of don't want to lose them, do you? Because if you lose them, what happens if you lose keys?
I died on the water.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. Things just don't go to plan. It's a bad day when I lose my keys. Okay.
Hey, I was sitting on chairs.
That's right. Okay. So we're talking about keys. They're important. They're locking up something to keep it safe. You reckon? Okay. God gives us keys in the Bible. Why do you think He gives us keys in the Bible?
The keys.
They don't look like these keys, though, okay? But they're important. You tell me.
Unlock the door.
To unlock the doors. Unlock. Okay. God gives us keys to life in the Bible.
Hey, here, watch me how I
jump. I can see you jump very well. Okay. If we don't open the Bible, if we don't unlock the things that are in the Bible, we never get to see the special things He has for us in there. And there's a couple of really good keys that God gives us to make life better for us. And I'll just read you a couple of the keys that He gives us. Okay. Would you like a key that would open a door so you never have to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear? You think that would be a good key to have? Yeah, okay. Well, one of the Bible verses that God has given us says, don't worry about what you eat or drink or what you wear, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So the key is to seek God, okay? What about a key that would open the future so you know what to do in the future? You think that might be another good key? Yeah, even the big kids are thinking that's a good key. Okay, so there is another key. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of His heart. So, the key is finding our happiness in God, not in things. What about a key to make you live longer or have a long and happy life? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, okay. Well, God's given us another thing in the Bible. It says, honor your mother and father so that you may live long and it will go well with you. So the key for that one is to obey God's law, and guess what the other part of that one is? Obey your mother and father. Yeah, obey your parents. So God has given us keys to a happy life, but if we don't open the Bible and have a look, we never find those keys. So, and if you lose them or you leave them behind, like keys that I sometimes do, they're not going to help us very much either. So we do need to take them, our keys to a happy life, wherever we go. Okay, we'll just pray, and then we'll sing a children's song, and then there's Sunday school. Okay, so. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the keys that open the doors that we face every day. Help us to remember that we need to read your word every day and use the keys that you have given to us. In Jesus' name.